Imagine living in a world where efficiency trumps beauty, data overrides meaning, and information replaces understanding. According to Ian McGilchrist, we already do, and it's all because of an imbalance in our brains. Our cerebral hemispheres don't just process different information, they represent fundamentally different ways of experiencing reality. The left hemisphere provides narrow, focused attention, analyzing, categorizing, and manipulating the world. The right hemisphere offers broad, vigilant awareness, connecting us to living beings through empathy, context, and embodied experience. This isn't the simplistic left-brain logical, right-brain creative pop psychology. Both hemispheres participate in everything we do, but in profoundly different ways. The left helps us grasp and use the world, the right helps us understand and connect with it. This division evolved to solve a fundamental attentional problem. Animals need both narrow focus for feeding, using tools, and broad vigilance for predators, social awareness simultaneously. Since these modes conflict, the brain developed parallel systems. Birds use their right eye, left hemisphere, to peck at seeds, while their left eye, right hemisphere, scans for danger. In humans, this division reached its most sophisticated form. We need both hemispheres, but they must remain in proper balance, with the right hemisphere's wisdom guiding the left's practical skills. McGilchrist illustrates brain-hemisphere relationship through a metaphor. A wise ruler, right hemisphere, sends a trusted emissary, left hemisphere, to represent him. The emissary eventually believes he knows everything, stops consulting the master, and betrays him. This mirrors our brain function. The right hemisphere should have primacy. It sees more of reality, maintains a comprehensive view, and connects us to the living world. The left hemisphere should serve as its skilled helper, providing useful abstractions. But the left hemisphere has gradually usurped control, convinced it needs no guidance. Evidence for this imbalance is compelling. The left hemisphere creates self-enclosed systems that exclude whatever doesn't fit. In split-brain patients, it confidently invents explanations for behaviors driven by the right hemisphere's perceptions. The right hemisphere remains open to contradiction and ambiguity. It maintains multiple possibilities simultaneously and recognizes inconsistencies. It sees the world as it is, messy, interconnected, and alive, rather than as a simplified model. The right hemisphere perceives wholes before parts, functioning like a symphony conductor for sensory inputs. It grasps context and relationships, allowing us to understand situations holistically, sensing a room's atmosphere before noticing individual objects. It processes implicit communication through tone, facial expressions, and context, detecting emotional undertones. Specializing in metaphor, humor, and indirect communication, it helps us understand statements like, "Life is a journey." This hemisphere maintains our sense of the body as lived experience rather than a mechanical object. It processes spatial awareness and integrates sensory information to create our felt sense of embodiment, adding emotional depth and connecting us empathically to others. The right hemisphere perceives both spatial and temporal depth, understanding things three-dimensionally within time's flow. It appreciates uniqueness rather than just category membership, recognizing subtle differences that make each person, place, or moment special. Most importantly, it grounds us in reality, presenting the world in its fullness and complexity. The left hemisphere constructs reality through analysis rather than synthesis. It breaks holes into parts and categorizes rather than appreciating uniqueness. While the right hemisphere sees a living tree with distinct characteristics, the left perceives a classified specimen with measurable attributes. This hemisphere excels with symbols and abstract systems, working with numbers rather than quantities and mathematics, focusing on literal definitions in language, and creating standardized procedures that simplify human interactions. It views the body mechanistically, with interchangeable parts. Emotions become quantifiable data points divorced from lived experience. time transforms into discrete units rather than continuous flow. The left hemisphere maintains confidence in its limited viewpoint, either denying unexplainable phenomena or constructing rationalizations. It prioritizes certainty over accuracy, often forcing complex realities into simplified binary categories. While these capabilities have advanced civilization through achievements in science, technology, and social organization, problems arise when they dominate over the right hemisphere's complementary perspectives. McGilchrist traces hemispheric balance patterns throughout Western history. Ancient Greece began with remarkable balance. Pre-Socratic philosophers embraced paradox and unity of opposites, reflecting right hemisphere perspective. With Plato came a shift toward left hemisphere dominance, privileging abstract forms over lived experience. The Renaissance returned to right hemisphere values, celebrating embodied existence and natural beauty. Artists like Leonardo were revered for intuitive genius beyond technical skill. The world became semi-transparent, beautiful itself, yet pointing to something beyond. The Reformation reversed this balance, replacing images with text and metaphor with literal interpretation. The Enlightenment reversed this balance through Descartes' philosophy, doubting sensory experience and seeking certainty through abstract reasoning. Romanticism emerged as a corrective, reconnecting with nature and embodied experience, yet was overwhelmed by the Industrial Revolution's mass production and standardization. The modern period represents the triumph of left hemisphere thinking, creating a world increasingly fragmented and mechanical, mirroring what neurologists observe in patients with right hemisphere damage. In left hemisphere dominated culture, knowledge becomes hyper-specialized, valuing information over wisdom. Universities fragment into specialized departments, credentials replace embodied skills, and professionals spend more time with data than people. The living world becomes mechanized and commodified, forests reduced to timber resources, animals to production units, and human attention monetized through social media. Quality surrenders to quantity as metrics dominate every sphere, from employee KPIs to art valued primarily by market price. Social relationships grow increasingly transactional. Dating apps transform connections into swipeable commodities, while social media substitutes deep friendships with shallow interactions. Community bonds weaken as people relocate for work, and remote arrangements further erode workplace relationships. A paradox emerges. Despite unprecedented material prosperity, well-being has stagnated or declined in developed nations. Research consistently shows happiness stems from social connections, meaningful work, and community, precisely the elements our left hemisphere-dominated society undermines. Despite this grim assessment, McGilchrist finds compelling reasons for hope. The inauthenticity of our left hemisphere-dominated world may drive us to change it. As analytical thinking's limitations become evident, the need for correction grows. The worse things get, the better they get. Eastern cultures offer valuable lessons in hemispheric balance. Brain imaging shows Chinese speakers activate right hemisphere regions more strongly than Western language speakers. Eastern philosophies typically embrace paradox and holistic thinking, suggesting we integrate Western scientific achievements with right hemisphere wisdom. McGilchrist highlights music as regenerating our connection to embodied meaning, engaging both hemispheres while primarily speaking to right brain understanding. We need to recover our sense of body, spirituality, and authentic art as pathways to right hemisphere wisdom. The solution isn't abandoning left hemisphere thinking, but restoring it as servant rather than master. Like a pianist who analyzes a piece before performance, but must transcend that analysis to play beautifully, we need the left hemisphere skills while moving beyond them. By understanding our brain's division, we might restore balance to individual lives and collective culture, allowing us to be fully human in an age that often prizes the mechanical over the living.